Hey, 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 hey.
Bad things happening. People have to get up the guts and the gumption to go in and take command of the situation. But they're not. This is a serious problem. Hey, listen, people. You and me are members of the human race. And if we're not willing to stand up and fight for our human race, what the hell does that say? You know? And let me tell you, your food and water remembers conversations you had around you. Did you ever think of that? When you're eating, your food and water is recording your conversations and debating it later. Yeah, that's right. And how come you don't know about that, huh? I know you probably don't, but hey, this is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. And if you got something to say, if you know anything about plasma, because there's plasma organisms existing in our world. Why don't you know that, huh? I think you ought to know that, but hey, this is BBS Radio, Internet Radio. This is Radio Free America. We're talking the truth here, man. Wake up! I mean, this is BBS Internet Radio, Radio Free America, because here I talk the truth. If you got truth to talk, hey, I gave you the call, the number, call the hell in. Now, everybody has to make their contribution in life, and if you're not willing to make your contribution, what the fucking hell good are you, huh? You piece of dirtbag shit, you know? I mean, really, if you don't want to contribute to the human race, what the fuck good are you, right? Can I make it any clearer? I mean, really. But anyhow, hey, we all need to be friends. We all need to be partners. And we should do the best we ever can to get along together. Yeah, you know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Well, maybe you don't. But I'll tell you this. You know, last week I read three words of wisdom from Merlin. But guess what? I'm not going to do it today. How about that? But I'm giving everyone the opportunity, if you have words of wisdom, hey, it's a call-in radio show, call in and give us your words of wisdom. Yeah. You know, you ever heard of the man William Tompkins? Yeah. An important whistleblower. Before he got too old and died, I guess. He went out there on camera and told hidden truths of what the government has been hiding from you. Their knowledge of the ETs, the negative ones, the reptilians, the Dracos, the reticulus, whatever they are. Negative ETs, we don't like them. We don't want to know about them. Anunnaki negatives, too, yeah. Yeah, we know, we've heard about you. All right, but we don't want these creatures telling us what to do. We don't want them on our world. We want them to get the hell off, go back where they came from, and that's final. If you have a problem with that, you're the fucking one with the problem, you stupid asshole. I just had to put it like that because to emphasize the words. Because that's what we're up against here. We got a lot of stupid assholes in power positions in society that want to try to hold us to grind our noses into the ground and obediently. Hey, listen, take off your fucking seatbelts when you get in your fucking car. Don't you dare put your fucking seatbelts on. Can I make it any clearer? Show some gumption. Show you have a backbone. Stop obeying this stupid etiquette that you have to put your seatbelts on when you get in your car. This is evil government, 1,000%. If you're willing to bow down to that, you're fucking part of the opposition. You're part of the fucking enemy. You're serving the evil motherfuckers who try to put these laws upon us. Don't you ever dare put on your seatbelt. And that's the best way that every human being on planet Earth can show their disregard or disrespect for the evil governments that have wrongfully controlled them throughout history. There is no reason to put a fucking seatbelt on unless you're a fucking invalid, etc., etc. Regular people do not have to put their seatbelts on. Do not put your seatbelt on. Show some guts. Show some background. Refuse to comply with ridiculous orders that turn you into a slave robot, you stupid jerks. Don't do that. Rebel. Well, I just had to say that. That's the public message for the day. Hey, I just have to talk about it because it's happening. We've all seen pictures of the fires in California around Los Angeles, not in Los Angeles. Let's make that clear, okay? And all we see is evidence of directed energy weapons. We've had plenty of people come out and tell us that everything that the official mainstream media news was telling us about California has been fucking lies. That's it. If you have a problem with that word, fucking, you have a problem, not me. We use that word for infinite and infinite. What don't you understand about that? Huh? Well, I don't hear anybody squawking, so I guess I put you all in your fucking place. Yeah, fucking place, okay? Because we're all tired of the bullshit. We're all tired of the fucking lies. We're all tired of the deceptions. We're all tired of the chemtrails. We're all tired of the poison food, the pesticide spraying, and you name it, everything else too. And so we the people want to take command of the situation. We don't want fucking government. Government is fucking evil. Government is no fucking good. Is that clear enough? Government is the problem. Did I have to fucking say that? Everybody knew what I'm saying now already. So don't try to blame it on me. And that's part of the problem. That we have pledged our allegiance to a fucking evil, non-responsive government that wants to make laws to suppress our rights and destroy our independence and kill us. Yeah. That's what your representatives want to do. They want to fucking kill you. If you don't fucking believe it, you are so fucking stupid. I mean, come on. Speak up, you motherfucking pieces of shit. I'm telling you to your face, you're so fucking stupid. I don't mean to be rude, but come on. Government is your enemy. Government is destroying your life. Government allows the chemtrail planes to keep flying over and spraying poisonous substances into the air we have to breathe. Are you that fucking stupid? You don't understand what's happening here? And I have to use the word fucking because it's an emphasis. It's a word we use to emphasize things. Anybody has a problem with it, they are part of the evil opposition. Okay? You don't understand what I'm talking about. You're a fucking asshole. Period. Really? I'm telling you to your face. You want to stand up and try to convince me you're not? Here's your time and place right now. Hey, this is a Golden Radio Show. 888-627-6008. If there's anybody that has something intelligent to say, let them go. Because that's the importance of telecommunications. So we can educate each other, so we can inform each other, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I have to say. But just remember, your food and water remembers conversation you had around you. Yeah, think about that. That your food and water, you know, water is an amazing substance. Yeah. It can capture sounds and voices. And so your water and food can really, or maybe, your conversations, they can record your conversations. As we all know the old joke, why do you have to be careful what you say when you're in the cornfield? The corn has ears. Well, doesn't this add a new dimension to that old saying, right? Maybe the corn does have ears. Maybe the corn on your plate at the dinner table still has ears and records your conversation. And maybe someone else from afar can come in and extract that conversation and listen to what you transpired in your life. How about that? Hey, it's a possibility, maybe. But the most important thing to understand is that we need to be considerate of what we say and do. Because, yeah, the corn has ears, and so do other aspects of our reality, like the water, can hear your conversation and pass it on. So we all better be careful that we don't say only good things once we understand that this apparatus is working as it is. Well, wouldn't you like to know? That's what they say. Wouldn't you like to know? And what's the answer to that? Well, I'll never tell. EMFs, electromagnetic frequency weapons. Woo! Is that what they were using? Or was it directed energy weapons over in California there? You know, we hear so much about things like plasma, of course, wheels, to protect against directed energy weapons. How many people there have plasma wheels to protect? Not too many, probably. Because information regarding plasma fields, P-L-A-S-M-A, plasma energies, is kept secret. Because the government doesn't want to know, want people to know what plasma really is. Do you know what plasma is? Hey, Skull and Ritter Show, if you know what plasma is and you have a good definition, have the guts to pick up your phone and go on there and tell us. You could be the star of the night. Whatever. I don't give a fuck if you call on or not. How about that? But, you know, that's it. You need to, people need to be responsive to other people. Hey, those of us that are responsive, I say, hey, call in, they'll call me. Those of us that are unresponsive, doesn't matter what the fuck I say, you'll never call in, okay? But, you know, you'll always be labeled unresponsive. And what's your obligation? You have an obligation to the universe to be responsive and to take part in a public conversation about important things, and that's what this show is about. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Scheduled on Central Time at 8 p.m. Saturday, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Time. New York City time. That's where I'm at. I'm in the big city, New York City. Greatest city in the world. The capital of the world. Prove me wrong. But unfortunately, it's ruled by a fucking asshole mayor. I don't give a shit if you are offended by that or not, Mr. Mayor, but you're an asshole, really. You're not doing anything for the regular people. You're a con artist. You're there to collect money and do the bidding of the people that tell you what to do. You know, I'm glad they caught you doing something wrong, because you need to go to jail because you're no effing good. That's it. I don't care if you like what I'm saying or not, but as a resident city, let me tell you, I could take your job and make everybody happy, but you're too stupid to know how to do that. That's right. That's what it is. You're too stupid to know what to do to make the people happy, because everything is going wrong in New York City, and you are so fucking stupid that you don't understand what's going wrong. And none of your so-called friends that you rely on to tell you what's going on, they don't know what's going on either. It's called stupidity, and you're all infected with it. I don't give a fuck if you like what I'm saying or not, but that's how it is. And it's sad to say, not only is New York City stupid, but the state of New York is stupid. And because I'm here, I know from the bottom up, it's all fucking phony politics, stupidity, no intelligent decision making, etc. Why do we want to keep up with that crap? None of us do. But if you, the listener, are not willing to stand up and take your stand and stand against this and make some physical effort against this horrible insanity that's being imposed upon the human race at this point in time, the fuck good are you if you're not willing to stand up and do something, huh? Come on. This is calling individual. Call up and tell me why. You don't have to fucking do anything for anybody. I'd like to hear that one. We'd all like to hear that. But I guarantee you're not going to fucking call because you're like all the rest of the cowards out there. You're afraid to communicate publicly about anything important. You're all cowards. Yeah? And you're not helping us. You're hindering us. Understand that you are in league with the enemy. Yeah, whether you like it or not. But that's where you are. Because you're not helping the human race. You're allowing the enemy to take all the decisions and force us all to do stupid things. You're willing to put your seatbelt on instead of reasoning it out. I don't need a fucking seatbelt. And you reason that out, I doubt it, because you're willing to put your seatbelt on because some asshole in government told you you had to do that or they were going to fine you money. They were going to put fear, they were putting fear in your mind that you better do what they told you or you're going to be totally fearful forever for the rest of your seconds of your life that they can knock down your door where you live and put a bullet in your fucking head. That's right. They threatened you and bullied you and conned you into believing that's how it will play out if you don't get their fucking ass. You understand that? What don't you understand about what I'm saying? Come on, anybody, it's Coleman Radio Show. Call on and tell me what you don't understand about what I'm saying, but that's the bullshit we have to go through. You know? We're all being duped, threatened, and intimidated by government our whole lives from day one. And we need to end this. We need to put an end to it because the human race really wants to get along. We want to get along and be happy, be kind to each other, be friendly, be loving. We want to be caring and considerate. We don't want these stupid rules that have been forced upon us to make us uncaring and uncooperative and unfriendly. Etc., etc. We want to be friendly. We want to be cooperative. We want to be loving in everything we say and do. I said, I love you. I love you. And you should appreciate that. And these are the things that we as human beings want to do. We don't want to harm each other. That's the propaganda put into our minds by the dark side. They want to fill our minds with negative ideas that we have to go out there and confront everyone and either kill or be killed. It's a lie. It's deception. It's propaganda of the worst kind, and that's what we have all had to get. We've all been subjected to, and we don't like it, and we don't want it, and we want it to end. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, are you with me or what? I'm talking about freedom here. We need to take control of humanity. We need to take control of our government. We need to take control of society. We, the people, need to do that. Not representatives, because the representative form of government, the republic, has failed. It was taken over right after Lincoln, and we've been duped and overly and wrongfully controlled by it from that point on. If you go and understand and see what I'm talking about, what is your problem? Are you that stupid? You want to admit you're stupid and can't understand something that's been factually proved already? I mean, really? Time for everyone to speak up. You don't, if you can't speak up, find a moron off of you. You worthless piece of shit. You know, everybody has a voice. Everybody knows how to speak. It's time to stand up and speak for what's in your heart. What's in your heart? That's right. You need to speak up of what's in your heart. What you truly feel is important. Whom you love, whom you don't love, whom you respect and honor and will obey. All of these things are important. But it all requires you to say a thing or two about you, what you want, what your friends want, what the less fortunate want. And this is the way that things will get solved. When we, the people, all contribute to how things should be, we can't rely on elected representatives to represent us. They've proven it a thousand times over, not just us. They've proven it a thousand times over that they can't be trusted, that when it comes to money, they will do what the money tells them to and fuck us over every time, no exceptions. They've proven that to us. So, like, you know, we need to move on and understand this system does not work like it was designed to work. And that's it. So we need new systems that work on the basis of common sense. And these are not that hard to put together, really. They're quite easy. But if you're not willing to take that step forward and try to make something good happen, what the hell good are you, huh? I mean, really, if you want to hold on to the old ways of doing things, fuck you, go to hell, die, stupid son of a bitch. What else can I say? I mean, I'm just being fair to you. Now, you don't deserve any better than that. You don't want to move into the future, you want to hold on to the past. Well, fuck you, you asshole. Die and suffer till the end of your death, you stupid son of a bitch. That's all I can say. And you don't deserve any accolades better than that, because you're not listening to reason here. Yeah? If you want to be a total asshole, yeah, you go, but hold on to your old ways and you see where it gets you. Yeah? You'll see. I don't want to even talk about it any further. But anyhow, hey, guess what? This is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. If you have anything intelligent to say, call in. And you can have the opportunity to enlighten the listening audience with your wisdom. And I apologize for not having the three magical sayings of Merlin tonight, but I got home late to do the show, and I didn't have time to write it down, because to put it by memory, it's just too much, so I would have to have written it out, and I just didn't have time to do it. But stay tuned next week, and I'll be sure to give you three words of wisdom, quotes of Merlin, the magician. Yeah, the famous magic Merlin of historical fame. Yeah, you know, Merlin the magician. Well, turns out he wrote a lot of prophetic statements or paragraphs, whatever you want to call them. Words of wisdom, though, kind of like the teachings of Jesus. How about that? Very close. So you might be interested next week, at the beginning of the show, hearing three words of wisdom from Merlin, the magician. And again, I apologize for not getting back to the studio early enough to write all that stuff up and set it up to read it off to you. But you'll get it next week. So tell your friends, if you want to hear the words of wisdom of Merlin the magician, tell them to call them, or tell them to just listen at the beginning of my show, Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Central Time in America. And I'm doing the show from Eastern Time, New York City, the capital of the world. Yeah, hey, I'm a proud resident of New York City. And all of us in New York City, we know we're the capital of the world, regardless of how stupid the mayor politicians or other politicians may be governing the city. We, the people, know that we are the capital of the world. And if you can prove it, call and ring the show, call up and prove it to me. It's not so, but whatever. That's our statement. New York City, the capital of the world. I'm sure Trump will try to take it, claim for that when he gets elected. Now, I don't give a shit if he does or not, but it's a possibility. But I do like the idea of the Gulf of America. It sounds much better than the Gulf of Mexico. But guess what? You don't have to be a president to change that. I could change that myself. In fact, I'm declaring beforehand that Gulf of Mexico should be declared the Gulf of America. And let's all start referring to that. Just because I suggested it way before Trump had the idea. Trump's nothing but a stealer of ideas. He doesn't have any original. Yeah? Well, let him call me up, and I'll tell him to his face, or to his ear, whatever. But, hey, what can we say? The age of Aquarius is coming on. The age of Pisces is dying. You know, the things Jesus talked about that. Talk about this age and the age to come. Well, we're at the beginning of the age to come, the age of Aquarius. How about that? If you don't know that back at the time of Jesus, he was in the age of Pisces. Did you know that? Why didn't you know that? And you know, age of Pisces started to end around 1950. 7, and it was the beginning slipping, because the ages, they don't just click like clockwork. They slip in. You know, they soothe into each other. And I think it was 1987 that the Israel Kurds was starting to slide in. I mean, of course, back in the 60s, the 1960s, at the end of the 60s, there were rock and roll bands, popular music bands singing, "This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius." But it wasn't. The dawning didn't start until 1987. Read about it, learn about it. And it's been continuing. We're still in the process. And we won't really be there until the event happens. Yeah, the event. Hey, I talk about it every week. If you don't know what the hell the event is, where the hell have you been? On the back of the moon? One of the satellites of Mars? Where the hell have you been? I mean, really? Back of the moon? Really? Underground? Well, so much for your excuses. But understand that, hey, the reality is changing. And Age of Bison says, we're in the beginning of the Age of Aquarius, and we're going to move forward until the event. The event. E-V-E-N-T, event. You won't find that mentioned in any of the prophecies, religious prophecies. But it's been told to us in recent times that this is a monumental thing that's going to happen. We're talking about an energy wave from the center of the universe, from God himself, sending the energy way down to planet Earth, our Mother Earth, and into our solar system, through our bodies into Mother Earth. Yeah, we are the conduits for this energy. And it will activate our dormant DNA, and it will activate the transmutation of the human carbon body into a silicon carbon body. This information has been told us. If you don't understand it, well, you need to know why. You need to look into why you haven't heard it yet. Of course, the obvious reason, if you just listen to mainstream media TV, they give you nothing but lies and false facts and deceptions to keep your mind busy with other things. But what I just told you, that's the truth of what's going down. If you were to go on Twitter, which I've been there for about 8 years now, they talk about that there. The people on Twitter who have joined, there's plenty of star seeds, they call them. They're all on Twitter. There are other places too, but they're on Twitter. And they reveal, every day they reveal bits of information that are important for us to be understanding to help us connect the dots correctly. Every day, gems of information coming our way. And that's why I follow them. I follow quite a few of them. You actually only have to follow quite a few, and you find people that really know what you're talking about. And you do them every day, and maybe they're giving you words of wisdom free of charge, not to pay for this. But this is worth more than years of college education is what you can learn on Twitter. And I freely pass it along on my radio show here. And you should pass it along to others too. Meanwhile, if you happen to be listening to my radio show, you understand that I give my listeners a college education, one semester of a college education, every show. That's how much information I reveal to them. And I explain it to them. If they grasp it, fine. If they don't, that's fine too. But I'm out there giving it every week on Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, BBS Radio, Internet Radio, BBS Internet Radio. I'm on station one. They have three stations, but I'm on station one. That's right. BBS Internet Radio, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Connect the Dots radio show. And if you listen to my show, it's like getting a college education, because that's what the show is all about. To teach others the truth about what's going on, and to share knowledge that will be beneficial to everyone who listens to it. Now, if you're listening to my show every week, I would appreciate it if you subscribe to my show. You know, all these idiots out there, they're getting millions of dollars. I don't get a fucking dime, all right? It would be nice if you listeners would subscribe to my show, whether it's $2.99 or $9.99, whatever, you know? I mean, really, the public, the crooked, evil government public education stations are asking you every day for thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm asking you for just a couple of bucks. Subscribe to my show every month, you know? Everybody listening to me can afford $2.99 to subscribe to me for all the knowledge I've given you if you listen to the show more than once. And I don't feel that I'm wrong to ask this, but I have to ask it because guess what? Nobody's offering me. So I have to ask apparently because I don't feel I'm being appreciated, you know. This is a private radio show. I don't have any big sponsors paying me anything for this. I have to pay to do this show. And if you're a listener and you learned a lot of knowledge from what I come on here every week and teach you, show a little consideration and give a little back to me to pay me for my time. Because I'm donating my time for nothing on this radio show. But I have a true interest in educating the people of what real truth and justice is all about. No, you don't have to subscribe to my show, but it would be nice if you did. Because the old saying goes, the worker deserves his wages. And nobody's paying me to do this fucking show. I have to pay to do this show. But out of the kindness of my heart, I found it important for me to donate whatever little money I have to put on this show every week to help educate humanity in things that government, who should be educating humanity, is not doing. And so that's the only reason I'm asking for, hey, you know, show me some consideration for all I've enlighten you about over every show. Yeah. You can donate as little as $2.99 a month. What the hell is that? A dollar, a penny a day? Yeah. I mean, really. Anyhow, I would appreciate any donations regarding subscribing to my show, call the radio station, BBS. I'll explain it to you how you can do it. Yeah. I'm watching this Saturday afternoon. I'm watching regular TV here in New York City. And every good show they have on free TV, they come to the commercial breaks and they're asking for hundreds and thousands of dollars of people. You know? Well, you know, it's, hey, they can ask for whatever they want. I'm only asking for a little support, you know? For everybody that listens to me and gave me $2.99 a month, I might be able to easily continue this show. But truthfully, I'm a poor person. I live below the poverty level, you know? And when I have problems with my little people or something like that, I'm struggling to make my payments to do my radio show. And I just wish I had a little help from the people who listen to me and appreciate the knowledge I'm putting forth every week. So please subscribe to my channel, call BBS Radio, and I'll explain to you how you can subscribe to my show. And hey, it's always a call-in radio show. Everybody listens to me. All you have to do is have a phone ready, and you can call in any time, any place, anywhere, and share with the listening audience important information. And we all need to hear more important information, like what's going on with the fires, what's going on with the crazy people that more people are down with their cars. I mean, all of that can be explained, you know? But if nobody has an interest in it, what the hell's the point? I mean, the guys who mow people down with their cars, they were patsies. They were mind controlled to do that. Don't need a scientist to figure that one out. It's really quite obvious. But, you know, at least we need to talk about those things, because those things are not being talked about on mainstream media free TV. They only want to talk about the official propaganda stories. And that is not what is right for human beings. We don't want to hear propaganda. We don't want to hear fake stories. We don't want to hear excuses. We want the truth, and we want to hear things that people in high places are doing what they're supposed to do, which they are not. And unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where it's time to, like, sink the whole boat, go to the black water, and, like, come on, there's got to be something better than this, because this isn't working out. And, hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. I connect the dots every week here on BBS Internet Radio. Radio Free America. And because it's a call-in radio show, anybody can go in. But, it's important you have something intelligent to share with us when you call in. Don't just call in and say, hey man, what's happening? Yeah, I can play along with that for a minute, but think about the listeners. The listeners to tune into this radio show, they want information. They want intelligent statements. They one scientific fact. So if you have any, hey, listen, I'm the guy who discovered that with a camera, you can prove the existence of invisible life forms that fly around at night in the same space that we exist in, except we can't see them. I proved that with my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Now, if you have any interest in understanding the not understandable, you need to download a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, by me, Tom Edison. Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. Look it up. It's out there on the internet. You can download it. Amazon, iTunes. You can go to Barnes and order it at Barnes and Noble and get the full 8.5 by 11 book, which I cost more, but I recommend it if you want to study the pictures. It's out there. I've done it. I discovered. Why is not anybody interested? Tell me. Hey, it's Paul's radio show. Call me up and tell me why you're not interested in my photographic proof, 35mm film. I've got the negatives to prove that invisible life forms leave light trails flying around at night, probably the size of insects. Tell me. Call my radio show. Call up and tell me why you don't think this is important information for you, a human being, to become aware of, that you're sharing space with small entities that are invisible to our eyes, but are definitely flying around and leaving light trails at night, probably in the daytime too. And if you can't understand why you might see these creatures on a camera, the camera might pick this up at night as not daylight. It's because when the sun comes up, the sun is so powerful, it obliterates any light trails, any small light trails. If you can't understand that, you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why don't I understand that? Or ask your friends, if you have any friends that know how to understand that. Well, guess what? You know what? This was Paul's radio show, but I want everybody who's listening to tell their friends to call in to my show next week. And guess what? I just want to announce on February 1st in Phoenix, Arizona, make it out there. There's an event happening with COBRA 2012 portal.blogspot.com. This is the guy that's the interface between the resistance movement of the good galactic brothers and sisters against the dark side. They're the ones who have won the battle, won the war already, but they're still battling out the intermediate battles until the final day of the event. And so, look that up. Okay? Tell your friends to talk in. Call them the show next week. This is Tom Edison, Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, you want to listen to my song, Are You the Partying Guy? The last 30 seconds, lead you to our soul. Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the lyrics. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Andrew, you take us out of your mail. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I'm one being just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, getting clear to the